It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 22nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is inimitable, spelled I-N-I-M-I-T-A-B-L-E. Inimitable is an adjective that means not capable of being imitated, matchless. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Review of Books by Laurie Moore. Both writers were inimitable, even as they were widely imitated. Barthelme's particular brilliance was so original, so sui generis, despite its tutelage at the feet of pages by Joyce, Beckett, and Stein, that even his own brothers Frederick and Stephen, also fiction writers of intelligence and style, wrote more like Carver. Something that is inimitable is literally not able to be imitated. In actual usage, the word describes things so uniquely extraordinary as to not be copied or equaled, which is why you often hear it used to praise outstanding talents or performances. The antonym imitable describes things that are common or ordinary and could easily be replicated or surpassed. Inimitable derives via Middle English from the Latin word inimitabilis. Be careful not to confuse it with inimical or inimicable, two adjectives meaning hostile or harmful. Those words derive from the same Latin root that gave English the word enemy, inimicus. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.